The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this in April 2006, and it is in my book. It was also a commentary at least twice. Yet nothing has changed. The illegals are still coming in illegally. Weighing in on the present immigration mess, first, close the borders, ignore the marchers who wish to undermine our laws. Those here illegally must obey the laws, must learn English, vote in English, apply for citizenship, and wait the same amount of time as those who come in legally. No driver's licenses, no voting rights, until they become legal citizens. That's what I think. No more amnesty. Furthermore, no more voting ballots in any language other than English. That's idiotic. No more pandering to foreign newcomers. All of these related troubles stem from weakling leaders in both political parties, those whose main concern is and has always been re-election and vying for newcomers' votes. Those leaders willingly left the borders open. Both political parties for over two decades are responsible for the 11 million illegals here. Actually, there must be more than twice that amount because I'm talking about what was in April 2006. Thank you, President Ford. Thank you, George Herbert Walker Bush. Thank you, President Clinton and George W., for your deliberate failures. Since the word felon has been used so loosely and then crossed out, I submit it is our delinquent leaders, presidents and Congress, who, by their inaction in upholding the laws of our land, are the real felons. And another thing, the tail must stop wagging the dog. About the UCSC student protests, the students should be expelled for leaving their classes, and we the people should withdraw our public funds helping them. They're in school to learn their subject matter and not to make policy for the university and the country. And the wimpy delinquent faculty better shape up, or they should be fired. About the regents who approve enormous salaries and bonuses to upper employees while denying raises to the lower employees who keep the university functioning, that's wrong. The regents should be replaced. Better still, maybe the public university, which we the people support, who have 85% liberal professors brainwashing our children, should be closed. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.